Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 and 2. It reads, "Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away." The message of Jesus' whole life and ministry was to remind each of us that we are God's beloved child. When we hear in our hearts, not our heads, that we are truly God's beloved daughter or beloved son, everything turns around. The mystery of this spiritual truth is that you are loved before you were born, and that love will continue after you die. Your dwelling in God's heart is a dwelling from eternity to eternity. I invite you to reflect with me today on this belovedness. For many of us, so much of our energies and our lives are spent trying to be someone other than who we are, who we were created to be. We try to hide our true selves from God, from others, and from ourselves. What piece of yourself do you have trouble loving? Take that piece or pieces and offer them to God. Ask God in your prayer time to shine his glorious light on that dark shadow of your being, and then be watchful. Be awake to the wonder of God's light in that area. Today's closing prayer is the collect from the second Sunday after Epiphany and may be found on page 215 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back on December 26th for a Christmastide devotional. May God bless you and those you hold in your hearts.